Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. A disclaimer before I begin today's episode, I will not be using the man's name who is involved in this case. His family has already been through enough with the media drama, and no charges were ever made, so to give him some privacy, I will not be using his name. I just wanted to cover this case to discuss the topic of banishment. Each village has their own tribe and their tribal government. Their tribal council will vote on laws to pass, and they will also have their own court system. 75 villages at least have no law enforcement present, so they do have a tribal village officer. Banishments are not frequently seen. From 2015 to 2017, there was around 12 banishments dealt out by tribal courts. Banishments are usually linked to allegations of bootlegging and drug dealing. A banishment dealt by a tribal court is not legal for non-natives. And mostly the Alaska State Troopers are not involved in it. The only way a banishment goes to a non-native legality would be if the tribe presses charges against the individual. But according to the Assistant Attorney General of the state of Alaska, they do not see this frequently. The Yupik village of Akiak has a population of 346 people. It is 42 miles northeast of Bethel. In a 2000 census, there were 69 households and 54 families living in the village. The racial makeup at the time was 4.85% white, 92.88% Alaska Native, 2.27 were from two or more races, and 0.65% were Hispanic. The median household income was $26,250. And for a family, it was $36,875. About 25% of families and 33.9% of households were below the poverty line. Fun fact, Akiak is currently home to the third largest museum of taxidermy in the world. Also, this year, Akiak is set up to become the first village with high-speed broadband internet by November. Internet in villages cost quite a bit. It's around $200 for 40 gigabytes of data each month. The plan is to use the satellite internet services from OneWeb to lower the cost to the customers. Another interesting fact is that Norgeen was from Akiak. She was the first Alaska Native to be district court judge in Alaska. In 2007, the Bethel Courthouse was named after her in her honor. In August of 2017, the Akiak Tribal Council voted to banish a middle-aged non-native man who had once been a village police officer, or VPO. The man claimed he was never invited to the council meeting when they voted on his banishment. The banishment called for the man to leave the village by August 10th, and he could not return until 2040. The Akiak tribe alleged that the man was bootlegging and selling marijuana. One teenager accused the man of providing teenagers with marijuana in his residence. The man denied all accusations. Akiak Tribal Council claimed the banishment was to ensure the man would leave once his wife did for a new employer. By August 10th, the man had not left his house in Akiak. The landlord for the man had sent him a letter giving him until August 28th to vacate the premises. The man made comments to news outlets that he was trying to rehome his livestock in Akiak before he would join his wife in a different location. On the night of August 19th, someone shot at the man's residence, leaving a bullet hole in his bedroom wall. On Sunday, August 20th, 2017, Akiak residents live-streamed their confrontation with the man. Many accusations of selling alcohol were stated during this 38-minute confrontation that was posted to Facebook. The group of residents confronting the man were very angry and even told him that they would take him and his animals by boat for free to the other village he was moving to. One member of the angry group referenced another banishment that had occurred in Togiak, where a different man was duct-taped, held against his will, and then forced onto a plane to be taken out of the village. When the member of the group told the man that they were going to duct tape him, he told them to try. On August 24th, the man posted to Facebook clarifying some of the events that had occurred from his point of view. The first point he made was that he had feared retaliation while being a village police officer. With a small population, people involved in criminal activity could be on the tribal council or related to the members. His next point was the banishment was not done correctly based on Akiak's own laws. I was unable to find these to tell you what they actually are, but the man indicated that he was not contacted by tribal council to be at any of the hearings for his banishment. He claimed that he had contacted the tribal council several times to be a part of the hearings, but they never called him. The man made accusations of his animals being harmed by Akiak residents, and the last point he made was that the state had not known of any of the incidences involving him until the reporters had contacted them, not the Akiak tribe themselves, and no legal action was ever taken. By September 1st, the man had moved out of the Akiak village into the other village to be with his wife. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week's episode will be the murder of Geraldine Nicholson. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.